Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tennis Heads. My name is Kirby Martin. I am your host. Today, we're going to do lightning round rundown of all of the results from both the men's and women's draws for day two, round one of the 2019 Australian Open. Let's start with the women. Simona Halep drops the first set against the woman who beat her in this tournament last year in the first round, Kaia Kanepi from Estonia, but pulls it out 6-7, 6-4, 6-2. Big relief for Simona Halep. Kind of happy to see that. Sofia Kenin from the U.S. takes care of Kudermetova from Russia, who's a qualifier. That was 7-5 in the third. So after I get done with the rundown of scores, I'm going to go through the second round matchup, who plays who. Elise Cornet from France takes care of Lara Arruabarrena from Spain. Pretty perfunctory, 6-2, 6-2. And then the match that I watched most of last night was Venus Williams versus Mihaela Buzărnescu from Romania, who is the 25 seed. I had never heard of her before. Venus, as one of my all-time favorite players to watch, this could be her last Australian Open. So it adds, of course, another layer of intrigue for me and for every Venus Williams fan. Venus is serving for the first set at 5-3, gets broken. Buzărnescu holds, and Buzărnescu wins the tiebreak 7-3. Buzărnescu is an amazing athlete. Apparently, she had to take a couple of years off of the tour for injury. Meanwhile, she got her PhD in physical education or physical science or something related to that. But she is incredibly fit. She's very lean, very lean. And she's got great movement. She loves the forehand. She was really dictating. She's a lefty, so she was dictating with the forehand. And I think Venus took a little while to kind of adjust. Her go-to was hit it to the ad court because that's where the backhand is. And Buzărnescu was punishing some runners down the line. So she would be drawn to her forehand on the left side and just punish it down the line for a winner. She did that quite often. She's got game. This woman has got a lot of game. So Buzărnescu is serving for the match at 5-3 in the second set. And you see this, like, man, I don't want to make too much of it, but it seemed like Venus was pretty near tears. It kind of seemed like, you know, if this is her last Australian Open, you could see there's some emotion boiling up there. And I was feeling it for her. I was very, very disappointed. But you can never count out the Williams sisters. Both Venus and Serena have made fortunes from winning matches by losing the first set. If you look at their history, both of them have lost, I would think, an inordinate number of first sets and then went on to win the match. They've made fortunes from losing the first set. I'm not talking about all of their matches that they've won in their career. I'm talking about just the matches where they lost the first set. They've made fortunes with an S from doing that. You can never count out the Williams sisters. They have unbelievable fight. I think everyone knows what kind of fight Serena brings to the table. But don't sleep on Venus. Venus can fight just as hard. So Buzărnescu is serving for it in the second set at 5-3. Venus breaks her, holds. They get to a tiebreak. Venus wins 7-3 in the tiebreak. And then Venus rolls her 6-2 in the third set. An amazing result for Venus. I'm over the moon about it. I love that she pulled that out. Even if, you know, she doesn't advance any further in the tournament, that was awesome for her. All right, so then Carla Suarez Navarro 23rd seed takes out Burrell from France, who's a wild card. Samantha Stosur goes down to Yastremski from Ukraine in straights. Eugenie Bouchard takes care of business against Peng Shuai. Tatiana Maria gets waxed by Venus's sister, Serena, 0-2. So Serena kind of sends some signals to the tour. You know, Maria Sharapova won 0-0. Serena Williams is kind of ringing the bell too, letting people know she's around. Then one of the matches I was looking forward to seeing in the first round was Tamea Bachinski from Switzerland versus Daria Kasatkina from Russia, the 10 seed. Bachinski takes it down 6-3, 6-0. Beatdown City for the 10 seed. So Bachinski takes over the 10 seed. Next up was Natalia Viklyantseva from Russia. She's a qualifier. She beat the American qualifier, Vara Lipchenko, 6-4 in the third. Joanna Konta beats Tomjanovic from Australia. This one went into the new third set tiebreak. This is a play to 10 points tiebreak. Konta wins 10-7 in the tiebreak. She will face Garbiñe Muguruza. Konta Muguruza in the second round, who won easily 2 and 3 over Zhang from China. Camila Giorgi wins her first round match. Love watching Camila Giorgi. She's incredibly fit. She has great movement. She's the 27th seed, and she dominated Jakubovic from Slovenia. Iga Swiatek, a qualifier from Poland. I always love to see qualifiers win first rounds of majors because it's such giant money. She gets $75,000 for making it to the second round. This is a qualifier. So this is a huge deal for any qualifier. She beats Ana Bogdan from Romania. A lot of Romanian players in this women's draw. A lot. It makes you wonder what goes on in Romania. I heard a reference yesterday from Darren Cahill actually talking about how tennis is the number one thing. There is no second place. There is no second place sport in Romania. It's all about tennis. So Madison Bringle wins her opening match against Misaki Doi from Japan, who qualified. Madison Bringle won pretty easily 4-0. And then Karolina Pliskova, the 7 seed, takes care of Karolina Muchova, a qualifier from Czech Republic, 3-2. Interesting to see what happens with Naomi Osaka, the 4 seed. She takes care of Magda Linette from Poland, 4-2. Tamara Zidancic from Slovenia downs Daria Gavrilova from Australia in straights. Big upset here. Laura Sigmund beats Victoria Azarenka. Watch some of this match. Azarenka looks lean and mean. So Sigmund wins 6-7, 6-4, 6-2. I think Azarenka probably isn't that match tough right now, but given how she looked really good. And Sigmund just played really, really well. Sigmund's a great defender. She's in excellent shape. She's got sort of the build and fitness level to do well at Australia, where it's really hot and the courts play fast. So look for Azarenka to have a successful year this year. I hope she does. I love having her back on tour. I think she brings another awesome element to the ladies tour. So she loses to Sigmund, but don't count her out for the rest of the year. Stephanie Vogeli from Switzerland loses to Sue Shea from Taipei, who's playing really well right now. She's a 28th seed, Shea is. That was 2-1. Qiang Wang from China, the 21 seed, beats Fiona Ferro from France, 4-3. Watch some of this match because I love Zarina Diaz. She loses to Aleksandra Krunic from Serbia. I also like Krunic, but really wanted... Diaz didn't have that great of a year last year, and she's from Kazakhstan, so obviously they don't have an amazing tennis tradition. I just like these kind of out of the way countries to be represented well on the tour. So Diaz wins the first set 6-3. Krunic wins the second set 7-5. Diaz served for the match, I think at 5-4, got broken. And then Krunic rolled her in the third 6-1. Kind of sad for Diaz, but happy for Krunic. She is a force. She is very small, and she hits the ball a billion miles an hour. It's really, really interesting to watch. She is from Serbia, which explains a lot. Bianca Andreescu from Canada, the qualifier who made the final at Auckland as an 18-year-old, beats the wild card from the USA, Whitney Oswegwe, 7-6. 6-7. She loses the set. Actually, these tiebreak scores are really interesting. Bianca wins a first set tiebreak 7-1. She loses a second set tiebreak 7-0, and then wins a third set 6-3. Mona Bartel loses to Anastasia Sevastova from Latvia, the 13th seed. That was pretty easy for her, 3-1. Elise Mertens from Belgium, the 12th seed, takes care of Anna Karolina Schmidlova from Slovakia. In straights, Lin Zhu from China, the qualifier, gets beaten by Margarita Gasparyan from Russia. This is a three-setter. Gasparyan wins 6-2 in the third. Pauline Parmentier from France is downed by Anastasia Potapova from Russia in straights. Two close sets. Madison Keys, interesting to see how she will do in this tournament. She gets it done against the Australian wildcard Destiny Ayava, 6-2, 6-2, shots fired. Dominika Cibulkova, the 26th seed, loses to Shui Zhang from China in three sets. Kind of disappointed there. I'd love to see the Slovakian rocket hit the ball. She's 5'3" tall, ladies and gentlemen. She hits the ball way harder than I've ever hit it. Kristina Pliskova, from the identical twin sister of Karolina Pliskova from Czech, of course, wins her first match against Anna Blinkova. That was 6-2 in the third. And then the match that would have been super confusing to call, Kuzmova and Kozlova. Kuzmova wins 6-2 in the third. And rounding out the women's action, from day two, Eva Svitolina takes care of the qualifier. Golubic from Switzerland, 1-2. So a lot of the big seeds really taking care of business in a big way. So let's just review who's going to play in the second round. We've got Simona Halep versus Sofia Kenin. Should be interesting. Alize Cornet against Venus Williams. So the winner of those two matches will play each other in the third round. Then the next set is Suarez Navarro versus Yastremska from Ukraine. And then we've got Eugenie Bouchard, Serena Williams in the other match. So very much looking forward to that match. Eugenie apparently playing very well. Feng Shui is a tough customer. She got a wild card in this tournament, but she is the real deal. And Bouchard won that match 2-1. So then Tamea Bachinski versus Viklyantseva, and then Joanna Konta Muguruza in the other match. That is a scintillating second round match. Konta leads that head to head 2-1. Next up, we have Kamila Giorgi versus the Polish qualifier Swiatek. Ought to be interesting. Madison Brangle then versus the 7 seed Karolina Pliskova. And we've got Naomi Osaka versus the Slovenian Zidancic. Laura Sigmund versus Shea. Qiang Wang versus Alexander Krunic. Then Bianca Andreescu, the qualifier, the 18-year-old from Canada, will take on Anastasia Sevastova. That is World 107 versus World 13. In the second round, Elise Mertens will play against Margarita Gasparyan from Russia, and Anastasia Potapova will play Madison Keys. And rounding out the action, Kuzmova will play Svitolina. All right, so moving over to the men's side, the number one seed in the tournament, Novak Djokovic, takes down the American qualifier, Mitchell Krueger, very, very easily, 3-2 and 2. Joe Willie Tsonga siding, everybody. He got a wild card into this tournament, and he beat the ever-tough Martin Klizan from Slovakia, 6-4, 6-4, 7-6. Really, really intriguing second-round matchup, Djokovic-Tsonga. Taro Daniel takes down Kakanakis from Australia, who qualified. Kakanakis had to retire from this match. Kakanakis actually won the first set 7-5, so little unfortunate for him. Denis Shapovalov takes care of business against Pablo Andujar from Spain. Shapovalov is the 25 seed. He won in straights. David Goffin, the number 21 seed from Belgium, downs Christian Garin from Chile, 0-2-2. Very impressive result for Goffin. Marcel Granollers from España loses to Marius Copel from Romania in straight sets. Interesting result here. Ryan Harrison from the United States takes down Jiří Veselý from Czech Republic. Love watching Veselý play. He's a really, really powerful, tough, big body player. And Harrison wins this one rather easily, 6-0, 7-5, 6-3. Daniil Medvedev from Russia, the 15 seed, beats a qualifier from Russia named Lloyd Harris, 1-2-1. Then the fabulous Fabio Fognini, the 12 seed from Italy, beats Jaume Munar from España, who retired, but Fognini had won the first two sets in tiebreaks. Nicolas Jarry from Chile gets beaten by another South American, Leonardo Mayer. That was four sets. Then Ilya Ivashka from Belarus gets it done against Malik Jaziri from Tunisia, who also retired. Ivashka had a 2-1 lead and was winning 4-0 in the fourth set there. Pablo Carreño Busta, the 23rd seed, wins a very tight one against the qualifier Luca Vanni from Italy. Listen to this scoreline, 6-7, 2-6, 6-3, 7-5, 6-4. That is tough fight from the Spaniard. One of my faves, Philipp Kohlschreiber, 32 seed from Germany, does his thing against Zhe Li from China, who's a wild card, 2-2-4. João Sousa from Portugal, 5-setter, that takes care of Guido Pea from Argentina. Dr. Ivo Karlovic from Croatia gets it done. This is a surprising scoreline. 6-7, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6. He beats Hubert Urkacz from Poland. Sorry if I got that name very wrong. Another Polish player, Kamil Makarczak, a qualifier, also had to retire against the conniving K Nishikori. It was 3-6, 6-7. So the Pole wins the first two sets against Nishikori. Then Nishikori wins 6-0, 6-2. And then Camille retires at 3-0 in the fifth set. So pretty impressive result, pretty impressive fight from K there. Alexander Zverev, the 4 seed, downs Bedin from Slovenia, 4-1-4. Actually saw a little bit of an interview with him, and it was very interesting. I didn't think it would be, but it actually turned out to be very interesting because he talked about his success at the ATP World Finals at the end of 2018, and he basically said that his goal for that tournament was different than it usually is. He just wanted to enjoy competing against all these guys who were in the top 8. And he talked about how this is his number one goal from here on out. And he said, if I do this, if I just enjoy my tennis, everything else is going to fall into place, which that's a hard argument to argue with. I think that's exactly the right attitude you have, especially with a player who's under so much pressure and has so many expectations like Zverev does. I really feel like if he can do that, and apparently he did do it at the ATP World Finals, it might be time for him to take down a slam or two. So keep your eye on, not that you're not, but keep your eye on Zverev with that in mind. Jeremy Chardy wins against a fellow Frenchman in a fifth set tiebreak. He wins the fifth set tiebreak 10-6. Hugo Humbert. Then Alex Bolt, a wild card from Australia, takes care of Jack Sock in four sets. Kind of upset about this. I don't know anything about Alex Bolt, but Sock is one of my faves, and he is just on the schneid. Bjorn Fratangelo from the United States, who qualified, gets beaten by the boring Frenchman, Gilles Simon, the workmanlike, businesslike Gilles Simon, 29 seed. Young Chun, the 24 seed from Korea. Wow, surprising five sets it took to take care of Bradley Klon from the United States. He wins at 6-4 in the fifth set. Sam Querrey, who was pretty dominant a couple years ago, loses to Pierre Huéguez Herbert from France, 6-1 in the fourth. And then Ernest Gulbis takes the first set from Stanislav Wawrinka, but then has to retire. Don't know what happened here, but interesting result for Wawrinka. He got a set and a half of practice. He lost the first set, which is not to say that he would have lost the match. This is Wawrinka, who fights just as tough as anybody else. Then we've got Miloš Raonic beating Nick Kyrgios. Was really interested in this match. Raonic takes it down 6-4, 7-6, 6-4. Close match. Raonic is the 16 seed. Borna Coric from Croatia, the 11 seed, beats Steve Darcis 1-4-4. Marton Fucsovics from Hungary beats Ramos Vinolas from Spain in four sets. Evgeny Donskoy from Russia took four sets to down Laszlo Zhere from Serbia. Krajinovic from Serbia, Filip Krajinovic, beats the 17 seed, the Italian phenom Marco Cecchinato, 6-4 in the fifth set. So that was 4-6, 0-6. So Krajinovic loses the first two sets, then wins 6-1, 7-6. That was a 10-8 tiebreaker. And then 6-4 in the fifth. That is a very interesting upset. Luca Puy from France, a 28 seed. Pretty easy win against Mikhail Kukushkin from Kazakhstan in three sets. And Maximilian Marderer from Germany beats a qualifier Gleb Sakharov from France in three pretty easy sets. If you haven't seen Marderer play, he's very interesting. He's a formidable guy. He's got big game. He's a big body. He's got a big serve. Powerful ground strokes. Check it out. Alex Zverev's brother, Misha Zverev, who's 10 years older, loses to an Aussie wild card, Papirin, in straight sets. Three pretty tight sets, though. Not bad for Misha. Then a very interesting match that I saw highlights of. Dominic Thiem wins the first two sets against Benoit Paire. Then Paire comes back and wins the third set with, he wanted a drop shot with his backhand. The ball clips the tape and dribbles over. So try putting backspin on the ball, have that ball hit the tape and bounce over. Benoit Paire put his hand up. Thiem didn't look at him. Benoit Paire wins the fourth set 6-1. So what is happening? But then Dominic dominates the fifth set 6-3. So let's run down the second round matchups for the top half of the men's draw. Crazy good one right at the top. Novak and Joe Willie. That's going to be interesting. I don't really expect that it'll be much of a contest just because Joe Willie hasn't been playing a lot, but still, you never know. Taro Daniel versus Denis Shapovalov. Those winners will play each other in the third round. Then we've got Goffin versus Copil and Ryan Harrison versus Daniil Medvedev. Next set, we've got Fabulous Fognini versus Leonardo Meyer and Ivashka versus Carreno Busta. Then Kohlschreiber Salsa, Karlovich Nishikori. That should be interesting. Definitely expect Nishikori will win that. Zverev Shardy, Bolt Simone, Chung Herbert, Vavrinka Raonic. That will definitely be interesting. Then Chorich, Fuksovic, and Donskoy Krajinovic, Pui Marter, and Papirin Team. So that was the action from day two at the Australian Open. Day three begins in a couple of hours, promises to be full of fireworks and craziness. So far, nothing cataclysmic has happened, although a few big seeds have dropped for sure. Interesting to see how Joe Willey and Stan Wawrinka are holding up these days after being away from the game for so long. And interesting to see if some of these young guys can break through. So that's it for day two. Please hit me up on Twitter, TennisHeads, and email tennisheads@gmail.com. Please subscribe. Tell your friends, your tennis nerd friends, to subscribe and rate, review. That really would be lovely. I would also love to field listener questions if you have any. If you have any favorite players that you want me to kind of keep an eye on, I would love to do that for you. Thanks again for tuning in. Look forward to a day three wrap-up tomorrow. Thanks for listening.